This is Resonant Truth with Lisa Starr, and today on the Zolkin count is called Yellow Lunar Star. It is the second day of the Blue Hand Wave Spell, and Blue Hand is a time for us to notice that we are going to accomplish something the same way we would use our hands to create an elaborate headdress in some yesteryear, or to construct arrowheads for our self-defense and our hunting in indigenous eras. So there's this correlation between the ancient Maya perception of Blue Hand, which is really being able to secure one's safety and create nurturing / nourishment through hunting or raising grains in the fields. I mean, hands are our tools. Hands are beyond claws, beyond hooves and other animal species. We have these really dexterous fingers that allow us to do a lot of minute gestures that create solutions for our survival, for our species. Enduring presence on Earth, and you know, slaughters many other species, and we can go there seeing the negativity of Blue Hand. But for the moment, just notice what you are able to do and accomplish with your hands. And I really like to emphasize that we also heal with our hands. So it's not always about building and manifesting come from manos, the hand, making things with our hands. We also can undo things with our hands, i.e. a person's pain, suffering, sense of isolation, tension held in their bodies. Our hands are for healing and loving and enfolding and bridging distances. We can reach out and touch someone who otherwise seems to stand apart. So let the Blue Hand time be an exploration of both elements, the kind of beautiful invocation of getting something done. I'm using it for that. I'm attracting and expecting some of that. But also taking a break from any kind of mania and allowing loving touch to be a part of this growth. Yellow Lunar Star, the second day, the lunar day, is always an imagining and an arrival point in the challenge of the time that we're in. What is my challenge? My challenge is that which I'm going to grow through, and it's going to be the thing that helps me arise. Like I might rise above it and therefore be closer to God or more ascended in some way. And certainly within the waveform of our wave spell, the challenge is a lot of what gives us our height, our volatility, our view from above that we reach when we get to the peak of a wave. A challenge, I've said this many times, is an invitation to grow in strength and wakefulness and openness, receptivity, non-resistance. So here's your challenge. What are you going to do with it? Go, oh my God, I am fucked. Okay, so that is a little daunting, and I'm going to have to hope for some resources and some guidance and assistance, and I'm going to have to stay connected to my sense of creator, because that's where my faith will imbue me with a lot of self-worth that allows me to be strong when the challenge is kind of knocking against me and going, well, how strong are you? The challenge is an invitation to grow, and we find it today. We identify it. And it lives in the yellow star energy. So here we are tracking along with Blue Hand, this picture of our hands being great ability to get things accomplished. I might overuse that word. So what else would it be? To create things in an outer reality that exists in our mind and hearts. So the artist who can create the painting that lives in their imagination or lives in their emotional expression, and the painting lives in the world and affects many who didn't even have the vision. Now they have it in their plain sight. Yellow Star is about art and beauty, so it's a good metaphor that on the day of challenge, the day of identifying challenge, we find ourselves asked to beautify the world. So that's our challenge. To be like a star in the sky, to be like Venus, the star particularly represented by this day, to be an image of beauty and love and power that comes through those attributes. So when you are making things with your hands, you kind of have the choice to make love or war. And I guess we're all going to choose love because we're remembering right now how good that feels. And yellow star energy and teaching will allow us to be such pieces and illuminations of beauty that love is the natural manifestation of our shine. Yellow star days are relatively simple and not too catastrophic, except if you are denying your own beauty or ignoring someone else's who really is there to light up your life. So you may experience discomfort in letting the challenge be allowing beauty to live in you, through you, around you. That's what's resonating right now is like, oh, your challenge, my challenge, our challenge is to accept the beauty we're given rather than saying, oh, I'm not good enough or it's not beautiful enough. It is. You are. There's more to read at resonanttruth.com, and I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan, we say, in Lakesh.